This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron Friday, signifying the opening of the delayed and controversial Tokyo Games. The 23-year-old climbed a stage replicating Japan's Mount Fuji to light the cauldron. The torch lighting capped a subdued opening ceremony that took place against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, which delayed the 2020 Tokyo Olympics by 1 year. The virus is on the uptick in Tokyo, leaving most events to be contended before no spectators and empty venues designed to host thousands of international fans. As a result, the opening ceremony accommodated only about 950 VIP spectators and journalists. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden was in attendance, leading the American delegation. As the spectacle went inside the stadium, protesters took to the streets of Tokyo to protest the games being held amid surging cases of the coronavirus in Japan. They blamed the Tokyo 2020 planners and the International Olympic Committee for bringing delegations from across the globe into Japan, risking further spread. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries were hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral of late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse on Friday. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indication any guests at the funeral were in danger. The funeral is happening 2 weeks after a still unexplained assassination at his home by foreign mercenaries. U.S. President Joe Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, led the U.S. delegation to pay respects, joining mourners who have taken part in other commemorations in Haiti this week. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization and the EU's disease agency warned Friday increased free testing, contact tracing, and other steps are needed to fight the COVID-19 Delta variant, now dominant in much of Europe. WHO Europe and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control issued a joint appeal for reinforced efforts by European countries to check the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant first detected in India. It said data reported between June 28th and July 11th showed the Delta variant was dominant in 19 of 28 countries. The number of cases surged this week by 9% worldwide, up 26% in Europe, and 60% in the United States, spurred by the Delta variant, according to an AFP survey. The European Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which tracks the 27 EU countries and 3 non-EU countries, said it raised from low to moderate its level of concern for the pandemic in Europe and expressed a high level of concern for 4 countries, Spain, Portugal, Malta, and Cyprus. Villagers were evacuated over makeshift bridges Friday as floods submerged swathes of central China following a historic deluge that claimed more than 56 lives, while an approaching typhoon threatens to dump more rain on the stricken area. Millions have been affected by the floods in Henan Province, which have trapped people for days without fresh food or water and blocked roads as embankments have been breached, caking large areas in thick ankle-deep mud. The death toll is expected to rise, with officials telling reporters Friday that casualties are still being counted. And state media is reporting a typhoon is forecast to bring further torrential downpours to parts of the area in the coming days. In the worst-hit city of Zhangjiajie, firefighters Friday continued to pump muddy water from tunnels, including from a subway where at least a dozen people drowned inside a train earlier in the week as a year's worth of rainfall fell in just 3 days. The Philippines sent millions of children back into lockdown Friday as hospitals prepare for a surge in coronavirus cases fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant ravaging nearby countries. Nearly half of the 47 cases of the more violent strain detected so far were locally acquired, the health department said, raising fears of a sharp uptick in infections that have topped 1.5 million since the start of the pandemic. Along with tighter capacity limits on indoor dining, beauty salons, and religious gatherings, children aged 5 to 17 have been told to stay home. It comes 2 weeks after the government lifted a ban on minors going outside that had been in place since March 2020, but had often been flouted. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.